Welcome, everyone, to another... This is a special Strange Uncles episode, just so you know. This one's a little unique, so I wanted to do a little narration in the beginning and kind of explain the premise to you. I was talking to some other developers and followers and friends of the podcast, and, you know, every now and again, we're not that old of a podcast, but, you know, we've been at this for a little bit, and... You know, realizing that we have some new followers, we have some old followers that's been there from day one, and so some of this content might be very familiar to the old ones, but the new ones that maybe jumped on the last four or five or whatever episodes, this is new to them, and, you know, hopefully a little bit different. So I kind of repackaged this one. Around episode 8.5, we kind of started getting our shit together, and it was a little less just boozing around a table, bullshitting about our life, and more of, hey, you know, let's focus on this kind of topic. Let's get this niche going. Let's start doing some research and let's start kind of offering something to the listeners so we're not wasting, you know, all of their time. We're just wasting a little bit of your time. And it's always nice to kind of reminisce and walk down memory lane. And this is kind of where this episode is. So this is kind of a repackaged version from 8.5, which if I remember right, I think the title was Crazy Fucking Weather Anyone, something to that extent. We did some research on the Heart Project. For those of you who don't know the Heart Project, you will find out shortly what that is about and that, yes, it still does exist. And, yes, it is kind of fucking scary because, damn. Anyway, hopefully you like this. For those of you who listen a long time, you know, it might be fun to kind of, you know, prance down that rocking chair, sit back and listen. And for the new ones, you know, this is kind of the beginning of where the podcast goes now, and, you know, it's different listening to the change and the audio quality and maybe the research quality. I don't know, you know, if nothing else, it's always fun to do, and it's always fun to kind of republish, I guess, in a sense. And I had no fucking episode this week, so this is the reason that I did this, and so hopefully you guys like it. And it's somewhat of a filler. Again, I am actually on my way this weekend to a UFO campout in Utah, 4th annual, and there's all kinds of speakers. Going to bring all the equipment, going to have some, hopefully some good content coming back, but kind of can't wait to do it. I figured I'd leave this as a placeholder for you guys till I come back and we go from there. So enjoy, open the gates.
I have a colorful graphic here that shows instances of bullshit like this are on the rise.
I've seen The Exorcist about 167 times, and it keeps getting funnier every single time I see it!
The government's out to get ya, NASA's out to get ya, the NSA's out to get ya.
Well, opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one.
Police ask public not to shoot after recent Bigfoot sighting.
Discussion we've been having lately about Bob Lazar and what he did at Area 51.
We ain't found shit!
Open the gates.
Open the gates!
They're here.
We roll into 2010. It rained live fish in an Australian village of Leja Manu. Live fish, like just rained down. That happen, but I heard like sometimes they get picked up by like a
tornado.
Tornado over the sea, and then they get flung in there and then come down. I've heard that phenomenon, but I don't know how true it is. Stop. The coldest temperature ever recorded outside a laboratory is -89.2 Celsius in Vostok Station, Antarctica. So that's a question for our listeners. So -89.2
Celsius.
That's cold as shit in Fahrenheit.
What is it in Fahrenheit?
I don't know. I don't know the convergence on that. I know it's more, so it's, I think it's like Fahrenheit's 100 something up from that, I think.
Really?
Like Fahrenheit is more. Like if it says it's 32 Celsius, it's actually 50 something in Fahrenheit. So whatever that equation, do you got your phone on you? Do that equation. See what that figures out.
No, I don't believe in technology.
I know, right? The heaviest hailstone recorded weighed 1 kilogram, and it evidently says that's huge. But
Thank God it didn't hit somebody.
The heaviest hailstone?
Yeah. I don't know where that was
at. Did they go out there and start weighing everything?
Well, they probably weighed it when it came down. And they got hit in the head and knocked fucking unconscious,
how,
I'm sure.
Though?
I don't know.
I want to meet the person that does that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, exactly. What do you do? Well, I'm a professional hailstone professor, and that's I've been doing this for 15 years. I weigh these fucking things. The most rainfall in 1 hour was 3 meters in Missouri, USA. God was just trying to wash that place off the earth, I believe. But there you go. That was that. Did you figure that out? Minus 89.2?
Well, I put kilograms to pounds.
Funny.
What the fuck? It's not cocaine.
People who like you because you have cocaine aren't people you want as friends, Pam. And not to sound elitist, but neither are people who need a roll of quarters to take a shower.
It's not just a shower.
So those are some fucking...
192 degrees.
Oh, there you go. Holy shit. Yeah,
are
that's
you
cold.
Me?
Woof. That is cold.
That's Can really you actually cold. Read that? I mean, how... That's hella cold.
See, yeah, fucking that guy's job. Like, he's standing out there and they're like, what's it say? And he was the fourth person because everybody else froze to death before they could fucking read what it was saying.
Oh, shit.
God damn, dude. This shit's crazy. Well, we talk about that. We talk about some weird facts because we're kind of going to talk about the weather. Got a quote for you. The time is very near, well, where we shall have the precipitation of the moisture of the atmosphere under complete control. That was actually from Nikola Tesla. That quote will make much more sense as we kind of roll into what we got going on here because we talked about we're going to actually have topics, and this is one of our topics. So I picked this first one, and it's kind of deep, and it's kind of, you know, we're going to fucking chew a grin as we go, hopefully. And we're going to talk a little bit about everything. I think we talked today about doing the history of the circus, and we got other shit on that run. But this one here, you know, out of all the conspiracy theories and all the bullshit that goes on with... You know, what the government's doing. And I know Luis fucking loves the government as much as he can throw them. This one here comes up a lot because of just what it is. So I was amazed growing up at how infatuated my granddad and the rest of the family was with just fucking weather just in general. He literally had a metric fuck ton of thermometers mounted all over the homestead. No matter what window you looked out, they were there. The first thing the ranchers and the women would talk about would be the weather. Mom and dad's store, they were talking about the weather. Right up until the time I graduated high school. Like, this was a big thing. You know, everybody fucking knew. They didn't know who the president was.
I think...
But they knew the weather.
I think that's a good topic, though. Like...
General, yeah.
If you don't know what to say to someone, like, hey,
talk
how are
about
you?
The weather.
How's the weather
it's
over
a
there?
It's a good fucking fill-in, that's for sure.
It's a good segue to fucking break the ice and shit.
Yep.
Get it?
Yeah. Yeah. Nice. And I also will say that during a thunderstorm, the entire Mields family... would run out to the fucking car, and there we would sit in the lightning and the thunder, mainly because my mom knew that the rubber ground electricity, because that's what Dad told her, and he was a truck driver, so he'd leave it like weeks at a time with her by herself with a kid, and Dad was always too tired to argue with her about the whole thing. So we would go out to the car, and there we sat in the car, like a bunch of fucking dummies, just waiting for everything to fucking get done.
How many times did you do that?
Oh, gee, at least like 3-4 times a year, at least. Even when I came back from the Navy. We went out and sat in the car. And I always looked at Dad wondering why, and he never said a word to anybody about anything. And
well,
you
is
know,
that kind of like the whole eggs thing?
The eggs for, what do you mean?
Oh, coloring the eggs? White?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, no, no. This actually happened. This actually happened. This wasn't something my mom told me, and I never bothered looking up. Nice for, way to hurt me, bro. That's fucked
Sorry,
up, man.
Okay. I was just like, you know, trying to...
Well, we should tell the listeners, we had an argument, actually, and this is, I swore up and down, I never bothered looking it up, and my mom, rest her soul, oh, yeah, eggs are painted in the factory, they're all brown, or they're all green, and you gotta, they're painted white, so they'll sell better. And they ran a store, a little mom and pop store, so I thought, well, fuck, my mom knows what she's talking about. Yeah, well, I brought that up last weekend when her brother was here, and
yeah, we were watching the commercial.
Yeah, I was quietly put down, so...
I'm like, wait, what? No, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, no. It
yeah, I didn't think happen. So either. I'm like, no, I know they get washed.
Just one of those weird fucking things
but
I never bothered looking up.
We were, you know, we had to Google it because Google knows everything.
El Google. Gotta love it. So, but yeah, so that's kind of the Mills family. And there's much more to come. Trust me, just there's more stories, I'm sure. But then I joined the Navy, sailed through storms, hurricanes, earthquakes, all that bullshit. And here we are with this stuff. So when we're going to go down to this rabbit hole of what we call HARP might be, and when I say HARP, it's not H-A-R-P, it's H-A-A-R-P, not the retirement thing. I think there's something else called HARP, right? That's like...
No, that's A-A-R-P.
Oh, yeah.
A-A-R-P,
right? Without the H?
Yeah.
There you go. Not that one. So this is something totally different. What it actually is, where the idea came from, conspiracy theories, all that bullshit, can blow your fucking mind. But let's start with the basics, like the name. So the name HARP, High Frequency Active Auroral Research Program. That's what it stood for. Yeah, no shit. Make
that
smaller.
Say that 10 times fast.
Fuck. Is the official namesake of HARP. Now, one of the reasons for picking this topic as of one of the many first to be the hard-hitting shit that we're going to do is the whole fucking subject matter at hand and what's going on and how we're going to approach this, like everything else that we research and discuss. It's kind of a neutral thing. I mean, I'm all for conspiracy theories to a certain point, but there are such things as conspiracy theories and things that spin off something that might be fact. You kind of take it in the middle, right?
Or the fucking government.
Or the goddamn government. You can't fucking trust them as far as you can throw them, right, Luis?
You can't trust the government.
So we obviously have theories of not trusting the government. There you go. At the most patriotic, and I'm very patriotic, but I still, you can't tell me there's not shit going on. So it's just what it is. There has to be a difference in separation from loving your world, your country, your cat, whatever the fuck you love, but also understanding that there has been some messed up crazy shit in the past, continues to happen. It's just what it is. And it's going to happen in the future too. It's the nature of who we are. Somebody's going to be greedy somewhere and try to outdo somebody else. So it's just what it is. Completely unavoidable. So again, this research leads into corners that you wouldn't think has anything to do with HARP. From the inventor, the start of the research would be building block for the HARP and other research way back when. And when we dive into the HARP, which was actually patented and got up and running, to weird coincidences of weather patterns, historical storms, and even possible aliens, people say.
Aliens,
not just a fancy place. This topic runs the gamut. Again, we leave you guys to make your own opinions. And the only problem for researching something like this, it's a mixed bag of shit. Everybody has something to say about it, really. But there are documents that were recovered from a few years after then released, which looks just fucking fishy of when they were released,
mm-hmm.
when they came out. I thought that was kind of weird. You look through the notes, how the patents are described. And again, we leave you sort of some of this, but we throw away the blatant conspiracy bullshit, mind control, alien communication, sex with fish, chemtrails. Did I throw the sex with fish out there?
Yeah.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I did. Okay.
Well,
not that I believe in that. But anyway.
Speaking of chemtrails, I just want to throw in there real quick. So all this conspiracy things that we're talking about, there's actually a book called Chemtrails, HARP, and the Full Spectrum Dominance of Planet Earth.
Oh.
So that's a cool book to check out.
I heard about that book. Yeah. Huh. Okay. Huh.
Well, let's talk about this Bernard J. Eastland.
Oh, dun, dun, dun.
I think he's like the father of the HARP. You know, he was born in 1938.
Holy shit.
He said patented and invented the HARP project. So not only did he invented it, he also patented it.
Oh, okay.
So that's bullshit. Yes, we have very known physicists, numerous awards and degrees to include receiving a BS in physics degree in 60, a PhD in plasma physics in 65, and working for the U.S. Atomic Energy Commission in 68.
Jesus.
So he didn't even know if he's working for the money or for the power, you know what I mean?
Yeah, no shit.
And recognized by his first paper on a fusion torch in 1970. So this motherfucker's been around since when everybody was smoking dope and doing lines.
He was fucking busy getting busy.
Wanted
no shit.
To destroy the world and shit, you know what I mean? He wanted to invent something like he believed he was one of the crooked guys from the Superman comics or something.
Dr. Evil
Maybe
himself.
Maybe he was on some shit. You don't know that.
You don't know that.
So he continued. I want to know what he's on so I can fucking do what he was doing. Jesus Christ.
Okay, so he continued to reach onward and upwards by co-founding a company called Fusion System Corporation, which focused on ultraviolet-based curing technology. And in case you're wondering what the fuck that is, I had a hard time just saying. And with the early work before the HARP program, why the fuck do these assholes feel a need to share it? Well, funny, you should ask. Fusion System technology was used for fast-drying industrial requirements. That's that curing thing, you know? you know, such as labels for cords, beers, cans, and other uses we don't give a shit about. Just that one. So,
but it's on the cords, beers, can. God damn, I knew they were ahead of their fucking time. Cheers. Fucking guys.
You're like, you wonder how they get that label on there. That's that curing bullshit.
That's right.
Just like chemicals. He's basically, he's a fucking, like he said, he's a chemist, he's a physicist, you know. Yeah. So this guy continued to bounce around, get bigger and better with patents and his technology. So just so we can recognize that maybe this dude wasn't the so-called inventor of HARP, but at the very least a damn fine inventor that is due his recognition. Following is what he accomplished during his lifetime. So he authored 53 peer-reviewed scientific papers. 53. And 23 U.S. patents for applications such as well drilling, sterilization of medical services or devices, high-intensity lighting, atmospheric plasma heating.
So okay, so pause there real quick. I just want to fucking say, looking at this shit, like this guy was from well drilling to fucking atmospheric plasma heating. I mean, what the fuck? Choose a fucking topic, dude, and just go with it. Like, fuck, he's all over the board.
That 60s cocaine, man.
Oh, it's got to be. Fuck, give me some. Christ on a crutch.
That was that pure shit back in the day.
Not the watered down shit nowadays.
So there you go. I mean, goddamn dogs out here. Anyways, that, you know, among a range of jobs could be applied to weather modification research. And that such research could mature to a new science in 10 or 20 years, which, you know what? We're here right now.
Yeah,
so.
Right. No shit. Yeah.
There you go.
Fuck.
That's crazy.
It's scary. It is crazy. You know? I mean, I'm nervous. This guy was a fucking...
Well, I mean, see, when I was doing the research on this fucking guy, I mean, yeah, he sounds like a fucking rock star. And you see him, and he's kind of a fucking dweeb. I mean, there's really not a lot about the guy, but it amazes me.
I chose a what's called a phased array antenna for the patents because it can be aimed. Picture holding your microwave oven in your hands with the door open. Then you can move it around and send those microwaves different directions. And for these applications where I wanted precise control of where the power was, I felt that was the best type of antenna to use. And that is the kind that HARP has built. There were some other ideas, both to possibly modify weather and finally to lift a portion of the upper atmosphere further out into space. It is possible with a big beam to take a part of that upper atmosphere and push it out for it.
All right. Eastland's patent, which is US 4686605.
Jesus H.
What?
This is a long fucking patent number.
I just want to throw it in there so any of you anal retentive bastards can look it up.
No shit.
In 1987, nice. This is 1 year after I was born.
Okay.
Just throw my date out there.
All right.
Described an adaptation of concepts which proposed by Nikola Tesla. You guys know who that guy is? Nikola.
Yes, the fucking genius, by the way, that was, I think he knew aliens. But anyway, go ahead.
No, he was a genius. No, he was a genius.
Absolutely.
Method and operations for altering a region in the Earth's atmosphere, #ionosphere, which, FYI, was sealed for a year under a government secrecy order.
Weird. Mm.
Eastland described it as a 40-mile square, harp-like radio transmitter that used Alaska natural gas to generate current to create a electromagnetic radiation that would stir a section of the ionosphere.
Stir it like a...
You ever see those weird clouds in the air? Like, how the fuck was that created?
And you wave your hands like you just don't care.
Right?
Calm down.
What?
Go ahead, babe.
Sorry, that was funny. All right, his patent speculated on possible ramifications and potential future developments, including... Magneto.
Oh, that guy's in it. I knew it.
X-Men.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm just kidding. It's not. Sorry, guys. Including magnetotelluric surveys, local weather modification, and missile defense.
This whole fucking thing.
Yeah,
missile defense.
That's just casually thrown out there.
I didn't say middle, did I?
You said missile. No, I thought you said missile.
I said missile. Wow. How many times are you going to say missile?
Missile.
Close. Hey, when you say it a bunch of times, it sounds weird. Missile.
Missile.
Slow.
Say missile. Say that and fucking see who you fuck up.
Denial.
Denial with a missile.
Oh. That should be a podcast.
That should be our new fucking...
It's intermission time.
Let us in! Let us in! Let us out! Let us out!
Don't you worry. We'll let you in here at Strange Uncles. You can come on into our side of the gates. You can call us on our hotline at 801-252-6945. Again, that's 801-252-6945. Tell us your encounters. Tell us your stories. Tell us your deepest desires. Whatever your heart entails. And remember...
We're ready to believe you.
Close the gates.
Anyways, so with that being said, we'll just throw in at this point that when this project was up and running in 1983, it was ran in conjunction of different agencies. Anyone want to take a guess what agencies were involved in this shit?
This kind of fucking was funny. Yeah.
You don't want to take a guess? Take a guess.
Well, I fucking researched it, babe. I can't guess it.
Okay, let me take a guess. We all researched it.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
The United States Negro Foundation?
Close.
Yes, they were very interested in the missile portion.
They like to make big rockets.
All right, calm down with the black dick jokes. Jesus.
So the USN, which stands for?
United States Navy.
And the USAF, which stands for?
United States Air Force.
And Defense Advanced Research Project Agencies.
Which stands for?
DARPA.
DARPA.
Followed up by the University of Alaska Fairbanks.
Just to throw them in there. Oh, yeah, casually. Let's fucking throw a university in
there. Well, it was in Alaska. They're going to get a piece of action, right?
Yeah, they got to.
Or to cover up the name or something. I don't know.
Anywho.
So, Eastland later claimed that HAARP was built using his patents, prompting conspiracy theorists such as Nick Begich. Like there's an L in there. Begich.
Right.
To claim that HAARP is capable of secretly controlling the weather. So according to HAARP program manager John Hexter, HAARP certainly does not have anything to do with Eastland's thing that is just crazy.
That's crazy talk. You're fucking crazy.
United States thing. They could say anything about anything.
Exactly.
Right. So
yeah.
Everyone has a theory, right?
You're fucking nuts. Luis, you're fucking crazy. Everybody's crazy. And you don't know what you... That's Doctor Who talks like that.
Fucking government.
Fucking government.
It's a fucking government.
So, just to wrap it up, that was Eastland's side of the story. The HAARP story, I should say. But, unfortunately, he did die in his home on December 12th, 2007.
He did. Yes.
So, with that side of the story done, I just want to continue talking about HAARP, of course, but let's talk about, like, the actual story and the idea of the project, weapon defense, or weapon... Or a shield defense from missiles.
Yeah. And
whatever you want to call it.
And we just want to reiterate again. It's one of those things where he was the one that invented it. He was the one that came out with it.
He
had the patent for it. He says, which his name was behind it. But now we're going to kind of backtrack into, and that's what Josephine is going to cover a little bit, into where this whole fucking weird idea actually came from before it was even HAARP.
Yep, I'm going to start it off.
So. There you go.
So, open the gates. Nikola Tesla, the man, the myth,
the legend.
We didn't practice that. That just happened. So, he was born on July 10th, 1856. He was born and raised in an Austrian empire. He received an advanced education in engineering and physics, go figure,
right?
Back in 1870s. and gained practical experience in the early 1880s, working in telephony and a Continental Edison and new and electric power industry. He immigrated to the United States back in 1884 and worked for a short jaunt at the Edison Machine Works in New York City. Of course, New York City.
Well, of course, Edison Machine Works. I mean, isn't that ironic?
Yeah.
Because he was in competition with him through
a lot of people ever. Started in New York City, though.
Well, that was the biggest. I don't think Kansas was around. No.
Who would go to Kansas?
Nobody. Nobody goes there now.
So why did you bring that up?
Delaware. I'm going to open a factory in Delaware.
All right. So he worked there a little bit before he decided to go on his own because he's smarter than his own good, right? So with the help of partners to finance him and sell his ideas, Tesla set up laboratories and companies. In New York to develop a range of electrical and mechanical devices. He was a genius.
He was a genius.
He was
flat out.
I mean, I think he's one of those, like, I want to put shit together and see what the fuck happens.
Yeah, and if I blow up, I blow up. That's just...
That sounds like me. I just want to... I used to take apart the VCR at home to clean it.
No, yeah, but it was still fucking apart, wasn't it? You couldn't put it back together.
No, yeah, I put it back together.
Did you really?
Yeah.
Are you just talking about the little tape that you have to put in there to clean shit with?
I actually took the screws off and popped off the hood.
Calm down, Betty Crocker. God damn. Popped off the hood.
Betty Crocker.
VCR doesn't have a hood, weirdo.
It does on the top. That's a hood.
Or do you want to call it a shroud?
A hood is right above the women's vagina.
I knew you were going to fucking say that, you dirty motherfucker.
That's terrible. That's terrible. Where was I going with this? All right. Back to Tesla, the genius.
And out of hoods.
His alternating current, which stands for AC, induction motor, and related polyphase AC patents... Licensed by Westinghouse Electric.
Westinghouse. Yeah. They've been around forever.
Westinghouse.
You still can buy a fridge nowadays.
Aren't those like TVs. The cheapest TVs you can find on Blockbuster?
No, they... Okay, let's not get into this. They kind of are, and the customer support sucks, but, you know, they're still around. So they were bought out. I don't know who owns them now.
Right. Anyways, 1888... earned him the first bulk of funds that would help finance and continue his patents and research. Now, as much as we would like to geek out on
During his transgender days when he turned into Nicole.
I thought that was that porn star.
Nobody talks about that, really. That's kind of hidden.
Not really. We should be one of our topics.
Nicole Tesla.
Your gender.
Right.
Yeah, there you go.
So... pretty much he's the one that fucking started HARP.
Yeah, I mean, he came up with the whole fucking idea for it. So, kind of amazing who this fucking guy is. What do you think, Luis, on your side now after, like, how far into this shit? You know, so now we got the guy that has his name behind it, kinda. Then we backtrack to Nikola. What's your fucking thing?
The thing is we really don't know. What it looks like, is it a fucking, looks like an ice ray gun from Batman 3 with Arnold Schwarzenegger in it?
No, remember we went there.
Worst fucking movie ever.
Remember we went there.
Just before we met with you. Yeah, we did. Well,
I'm just saying, what does this device look like? Is it like 300 tons or is
it? It's not a device. It's basically antennas.
It's a workstation. It's
all gated off of antennas looking.
Have you guys seen it?
I've seen pictures of it. That's kind of what it, but this is the thing. We're going to get into this a little bit too. There's not just fucking one. So if this was an offshoot of, you know, this guy's going to make something that's going to do this and this and this, whether it's a missile defense, whether it's a change in clouds, whether it's whatever you want to call it. Why did other countries find a need to build something similar? That's my question.
Because it's like, wait a minute.
Oh, that's cool. Look, it's decked out in gold.
I want
it has polka dots.
I'm going to build one.
Is that what it is?
I want one.
Okay.
And they're like, oh, you guys have one? I want one.
You get a harp. You get a harp.
No, that's how everything is, though. It's always been that way.
Yeah, but to fucking build something that expensive.
It's always been that way. Like, oh my god, you have marbles. I want to get some marbles.
So I get that side. But I just find that that's a lot of millions of dollars to play with for something that somebody wants to
because
do.
Because they used it for military purposes. So well, that's why other countries wanted it too. Because, hey, just like now, hey, I have this nuclear warhead. What do you have? Well, my button's bigger.
My penis is bigger than your penis.
Right.
Trump, my penis is bigger than your penis, you son of a bitch. Wait, did I say that out loud? I'll edit that out. Anywho.
Are you having a conversation with yourself?
I kind of have. It was weird.
What the fuck was that?
So, anyway. So, these are quotes from Tesla himself. We're going to dive into this. I'm working now upon two things, he said. First, an explanation based upon pure mathematics of certain things which Professor Einstein has also attempted to explain. My conclusions in certain respects differ from, and to that extent tend to disprove, the Einstein theory. My explanations of natural phenomena are not... Phenomena. That's so fucking dumb.
Phenomena.
Are not as involved as his. They are simpler, and when I am ready to make a full announcement, it will be seen that I have proved my conclusions. Secondly, I'm working to develop a new source of power. So this is the fucking thing. This is why he was working on this. When I say new source, I mean that I have turned for power to a source which no previous scientist has turned, to the best of my knowledge. The conception, the idea when it first burst upon me, was a tremendous shock. It will throw light on many puzzling phenomena. Jesus, are we 10 years old? Fuck. Of the cosmos, it may prove also of great industrial value, particularly in creating a new and virtually unlimited market for steel. At first, the cost may be found too high, but this obstacle eventually will be overcome. Moreover, the installment will be, so to speak, indestructible and will continue to function for any length of time. He also invented another device that was a weather-changing fucking thingamajig that we caught, you know, on their fucking research going through this, known as an electromechanical oscillator. This is not a Ghostbusters fucking thing, but it sounds like it, doesn't it?
It's also abbreviation for emo.
Okay. That's fucking dope. So, yeah. This steam-powered electric generator was said to cause an earthquake in New York in 1898, where the police responded to an address where the building was shaking apart. As Tesla was realizing what damage was being done, he took a sledgehammer to the device just as the cops got to the door.
Oh, so he was in his fucking apartment fucking around.
Fucking, yeah, making shit that he didn't know.
Made this thing.
Mm-hmm. You can crush it with a sledgehammer, so it's got to be somewhat medium-sized.
What he said, and this wasn't what we didn't say it, but on the research, he was hoping to have something like that and have it as small as where you could fit into your coat pocket. That was a quote from Nikola Tesla. So he's trying to figure out how to make this thing smaller. Yeah. But what the fuck are you going to do with this thing?
Well, that's the thing is, like, I want to know what kind of drugs he was on.
I didn't find anything where he was on black tar heroin or opium or anything
of the day.
We gotta
find that story.
I gotta find what he was on. Fuck.
I know. Like, I'm gonna fucking do this. Watch this, guys.
Right. But hold my beer. Watch this.
Yeah. As the whole fucking... Only the apartment shakes.
No shit.
He's probably just on acid and the whole world was going, woo!
The same way. I'll tell that to the cops. So when Tesla died in 1943, the FBI seized his scientific papers and notes. After World War II, After World War II, weather modification and space weapons became a mission of the military and U.S. government agencies to become much of what President Eisenhower warned about as the military-industrial complex. In 1958, the military reported success with using Tesla's concept of electromagnetic beams directed at the ionosphere to control the weather. The history of the weather modification and the inappropriately abrupt concern about climate change began around the same time in the 1950s with the National Weather Modification Program formalized by none other than NASA in 1966. The Tesla system involves using giant magnifying transmitters to act as global generators and artificially create the same global electromagnetic circuit functions that are naturally created by thunderstorm activity. Wow, there's a lot of big words in there. Oof. All right, I feel like the fucking Swedish chef on the Muppets. Oddly enough, the first use of Tesla's idea came from the days of the Cold War and the Soviets' experiments with weather modification. Okay, this is where, as much as I love Tesla's for his mind, little bit of a fucking kook here. So Tesla, heeding the strange voices he heard over his modified radio receiver, started experiments to see if it was possible to change weather using massive amounts of electrical power. There was a global circuit, sometimes referred to as a Wilson circuit, in which ionosphere is maintained at a positive potential, generally in the range of 200 to 300 kilovolts relative to the Earth and what the Earth puts out. In the non-thunderstorm fair weather portions of the atmosphere, a return conduction current flows between the ionosphere and the Earth, and the circuit is completed between the conducting Earth and the basis of thunderclouds through a combination of conduction, convection, lightning, point discharge, and precipitation currents.
Jesus.
Damn, you lost me at conduction.
I know.
There's a lot of shit in here. I know. I'm sorry, guys.
I'm singing in the rain. Just singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling. I'm happy again.
And so here we are back again with this that fucking scientist, man, and the government ruining
Jesus
everything, man.
Christ. Yeah, fucking so far, what the fuck? I mean, okay, so this is going to be, we're going to split this a little bit because this is, the first half. We had to wear hip boots because this shit is getting pretty deep, I feel.
Oh, that's a good one.
You know what? We can also go into the mind control bullshit, because now they're saying that they can control your fucking mind.
That's
dude.
What they were talking. Well, you know, again, it's like the aliens and the
conspiracy.
Fucking, you know, all that. You know, where do we want to go with this necessarily? But yeah, wraps your mind around a twig, makes you think a little bit. You know, kind of interesting. It is a little mind blown. I will give that.
When I think of a harp, I think of the actual. Yeah.
I didn't even make a sound of a harp, but yeah.
The instrument.
Right.
So I'm like, what's this about?
So anyway, yeah. What do you guys got? You got anything on your side?
No, everything was just mind blown.
Okay. Okay, cool. But yeah. Man.
All right.
I guess we
close
can
close the gates.
I guess we
close
can
the gates.
No, we're not
close
doing
the
that.
I guess we can
close the gates.
No.
What? No. Yeah, no, we don't want to. We can leave the gate open on this one, I think.
All right, close it.
Close the gates.
I really can't
but
stay.
But baby, it's cold outside.
I've got to go
but
away.
But baby, it's cold outside.
This evening has
been hoping that you drop
so
in. I'll hold your hands, they're just like
my
ice.
My mother will start to
beautiful, worry. What's your
and father will be pacing the floor.
Listen to the fireplace
so
roar.
So really I'd venture
beautiful, worry. Please don't
well,
hurry.
Maybe just a half a drink.
Put
more.
Some records on while I pour. Baby, it's bad out there.
Say, what's in this
no
drink?
Cabs to be had out there.
I wish I knew
your eyes are like starlight
to
now.
Break
I'll take your hat, your hair looks swell.
I'll say no, no.
Mind
no,
if I move in close?
At least I'm gonna say that I try.
What's the sense of hurting my pride?
Really can't stay.
Baby, don't hold out. Baby, it's cold outside. Baby, it's cold outside.
The welcome has
how
been
lucky that you dropped
so
in.
Nice and warm.
Look out the window at the storm.
My sister will be suspicious.
Gosh, your lips look delicious.
My brother will be there at the door.
Waves upon the tropical shore.
My maiden aunt's mind is
blue. Gosh, your lips are delicious.
But maybe just a cigarette more.
Never such a blizzard before.
I gotta get home.
But baby, you'd freeze out there.
Say, lend me a coat.
It's up to your knees out there.
Really been
I thrill when you touch my hair.
Don't you see?
How can you do this thing to me?
About to be talked to.
Think of my lifelong
sorrow. At least there will be plenty in mind.
If you got pneumonia and
die, I really can't stay.
Get over that old doubt. Baby, it's cold. Baby, it's cold outside.